New Zealand Harness Racing Show, taking a bit of a different tack this time, if you like, and I'm catching up with Christy Hill at beautiful downtown Nelson. Firstly, Christy, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having us on, Paul. It's really nice to have a bit of a chat about harness racing in the top of the South.
It is indeed, and I suppose I never knew anything at all about Nelson, if you like, and I will be honest, Harness Racing Unhinged, I follow Nigel and his exploits, and what attracted me to it, he put a ripping video, and we'll touch on it in a minute, about the kids' carts, and then after that, then I started deep diving, and I'm like, what is going on here? The club itself, how big is your harness racing club there, and whereabouts exactly are you situated for a lot of the people that may not know?
Yeah, we're in Nelson or Tasman, and that's in the top of the South Island. It's called Sunny Nelson because it generally has the most sunshine hours in the country. And we have a really cool wee club up here. We have a 1400 metre track that is generally lightning fast. It's a bit of a favourite with many of the drivers and trainers because it is a lovely big roomy track, and there doesn't seem to be much of a bias on it, so they can come from the back and win from the front as well. So and a big passing lane that allows some of those ones to track back on the fence, a bit of a go at the line as well.
1400 metres, that's enormous.
Yeah, it's a good size track, isn't it?
It is indeed. Yeah. How often do you race?
Once upon a time, we had three meetings a year. Then we went back to two, twice a year. So this one in January, and then we had one in June, and we lost that through COVID. And there's been quite a push by trainers and ourselves to get that one back. It just gives people a bit of a break, or the trainers and drivers a bit of a break in the middle of the year to come up and enjoy some good weather. We have decent frosts here in the winter in Nelson, but by crikey, they're a beautiful day thereafter. So it's just nice to for them, I think, to get away in the middle of the winter, and we really do get quite good fields in that winter meeting. So we'd love to see that back.
You get great fields in your summer meeting, because I was impressed. We had 23 races.
Yes.
And not majority, I think all of them had more than eight runners. Majority of them were capacity size fields.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we're really lucky, fortunate to have the support from the trainers and drivers, and you know that they do have to come from afar. So Christchurch is about a five and a half hour drive with a float on or for the trucks, and all these people, we had around 150 just over for the second day, 150 horses turn up in Sunny Nelson, and we had a blast.
You did. We'll get on to the off the track ones. Just how many local trainers, how many people train at Nelson itself?
We've got about 10 local trainers. So we're small. But they, you know, they all pitch in and look after, you know, the track and the stabling, and we've got a pretty good facilities. We make sure that we look after people in regards to stabling, and everyone gets a paddock allocated to them, so because they're coming from away, and we think those horses need a bit of good Nelson grass out, you know, and a bit of a stretch of the legs. So we make sure that all happens, and we're a good little crew up here.
How many horses with those trainers?
Around the 20-25 mark.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, so those guys make the long trips to Christchurch and the likes quite regularly?
Yes, they do. When they get their horses up and going, you see them down each week, or they might stay for a couple of weeks and keep their horses down there. They love the coast circuit. Most of them will be heading over to Marlborough, which is next weekend, or this coming weekend, Friday, Sunday.
Yep.
Big shout out to Marlborough. I hope their fields are really good. They've got a great grass track, and everyone seems to love getting over there as well. And a lot of trainers make it a bit of a holiday between the two locations, from Nelson through to Marlborough, which is about 2 hours from track to track.
And like John Dunn and a few others, I believe, are doing that. I would have liked to have probably caught up with these guys because they got a lot of winners. But at the same time, we can find out more about the club and the participants and what actually goes on behind there sometimes when we just go straight to the president who's across just about everything. It's a better way of doing it, I think, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, Johnny loves to – the Dunns are – Sorry, there's a plane going over.
You got an airport nearby.
We, Johnny, the Duns, you know, Robert and Jenna and John have sent, I think they sent 14 horses up to our meeting. Every year they support in big numbers, and gosh, how lucky are we to have, I mean, that's a full field just from one stable. And so we do try to look after them, and they, you know, the horses come up in tip-top shape. They love coming up here. They're generally camping with us because we do that for the trainers, and they get themselves a little barn and get up here and make up, set up their own paddocks and how Johnny likes to. And, yeah, it's good fun, and you know, they had a fabulous weekend, and good on them because they support our club. We love to see them in the winner's circle.
I've got to give Catherine and those guys at HRNZ a clip. They should have had me over there for this meeting. It would have been ideal by the sounds of it. It sounds like a lot of fun.
How good are you at cricket? We had a bit of backyard cricket going with lights on Saturday night, so you could have joined in the festivities.
Us Aussies go, okay, we're not that much good at bowling, though, if you believe in it. We bowl bowl underarm a lot or something like that, so you don't worry too much.
Crazy stuff, that is.
Rightio. Racing was great. I'm not sure exactly how many Johnny ended up with. Nearly six, did he himself?
Six the second day, four the first day, so 10 in total.
Wow.
And at one point, he was sitting on 7 wins, and that equaled Robert had 1 year been up here to Nelson and had run 6 races at Nelson and shot up to Auckland and drove a winner at Alexandra Park. So he's sitting on 7, so he's outdone his father good and proper now.
He won't remind him of that either. But I'm sure RJ will have a reason why he couldn't do it. There'll be no worries there. RJ will have an excuse why it didn't.
Yeah, there'll be a theory.
Definitely. I noticed, so I think it was Brent and Tim White, they trained the first win. They're having a good year. They actually got a double. Bobby Butt, I think he trained a couple. John drove one
for John.
Yeah, he drove one for John. John drove one for him. So I think it was a nice little mix. Woodend Beach, actually, they had a pretty good carnival up there. I noticed Matt Purvis got a winner as well towards the end. So good sprinkling of everyone from, you know, the established to the up and coming to the whole right across the board. That must be what makes it so much fun.
Yes, it is. Right across the board, we have a local win. Kevin Musso got a win with his horse that had been knocking, you know, it had a great few days over on the coast, and it got up and won. There were some fantastic finishes, Paul. Like, and even on the first day, you were watching those ones, there was, you know, they were across the line, but then was some right up and behind them too. So there was some, it was just really, really good racing. And that mile racing on the second day, gosh, it when they come down that straight the first time past the crowd, it's pretty awesome.
They let rip early.
Yeah.
they're getting more like the Aussies. Rightio, so the racing on track was great. The pitches and that were terrific. As I said there before, Harness Racing Unhinged and Nigel put a post up with the kids' carts, and it looked special what he actually posted there, taking the kids down to the beach. I then saw later on about the day-night cricket match, and it was still going. I think the only part he posted was, I don't know if it was a video or a photo, it was very short, whatever it was, but basically the lights were on and we're still going here or something to that extent is what was posted. It must be a fun place for the participants to go and I suppose forget the day-to-day routines of harness racing and the hard slog that it can be from time to time.
Yeah, it is. And that's what it's all about. And we want to welcome the families. And kids' carts, their first race meeting in the South Island was at Nelson. Nelson wanted to get them behind that. And we paid for, I think we had 4 ponies initially. I was involved with Harness Racing New Zealand and kids' carts at the time. And we got them, we brought them up here. And so Nelson was where it all began for the South Island for kids' carts. And then we took them into Rabbit Island, and that just got grew and grew and grew. I think we've had like 30 ponies on that beach, and some of the Nelsonians are just like, they just love it to see it. As they come over the sand dunes onto the beach, must look pretty awesome from people who are, you know, don't see horses or ponies every day. So yeah, Rabbit Island is a really awesome beach to work horses on. I had a nice mare called Sunsheet, and she did all her work out there. So every morning I was out there, and gosh, when she's there's no wind in that. She's like a mill pond, and it's a pretty fabulous place to work from.
I was going to say Rabbit Island, but it's actually part of the mainland.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Just an sort of go over a bit of a causeway to get to it.
How many kids carts did they have down there? Because it looked like more than 30 this time.
No, we only had a dozen this time, and just school, just holidays and things like that, I guess. But that'll build back up again as there's been a few graduate kids carts, likes of Seth Hill and Harrison Orange. They've moved on. Wilson House was a kids carts graduate, and they've all moved on, and they're looking at their budding harness racing careers. And so isn't that fabulous, you know, that these kids are coming through and they're ready, they're effectively almost race driving in those kids carts races and know what it feels like to be out there on the track. So yeah, it's a pretty awesome thing for young harness enthusiasts to get involved with.
I think it's awesome, but I think, you know, sometimes it's your best memories of why you fall in love with the industry, not necessarily your best win or, you know, winning a New Zealand Cup. Not that I've ever experienced it and probably never will, so I can't say that, but there's sometimes just memories. The looks on those faces of a couple of those kids, the beaming smiles were just magic. They're the sorts of memories that they could be addicted to harness racing for the rest of their life.
I know.
Purely for going to Rabbit Island.
I know, and it's awesome to see these kids, you know, and a lot of them aren't, there's a lot involved that aren't harness racing families, you know, and that's just great for the industry as well, because we're bringing new people in and they bring family members along to watch their kids racing, or they come out to the beach, that, you know, that Rabbit Island experience is something else. But, you know, just even at the races, and we put the ponies, so racehorses can't go into the parade ring. They can come into the birdcage, but the ponies get up in the parade ring. So the general public and the kids can go down and pat them and watch them get geared up. So they're up amongst the crowd. Yeah. So we want to introduce people. We have pony rides going. So these kids, you know, because you almost feel like sometimes suburbia, you're moving away from people being involved with horses and ponies, and they're such amazing animals. So we want to, you know, let Nelson have a little taste. So, so it's really cool to have them up here.
It's a bit of a no-brainer when you think about the gallops and, you know, what they can achieve. They can't have anything like, you know, you guys call it kid carts, it's pony trots over here, yep. Or actually yep. It's pony trots in Victoria. It's a different name in New South Wales as well. It is something very, very unique to our sport that we probably don't promote enough.
No, it's and I think you're right. I mean, it's just something that we've got such a great thing over thoroughbred racing and in regards to getting kids involved in that, and anyone can, you know, any child can get on one of those carts and have a really good shot at moving on into a harness racing future.
Definitely. I said there about the cricket match and plenty of other stuff going on. There was another dun there on the track, and he doesn't want to do interviews at the minute. I don't blame him. He's on holidays away. But Dexter Dunn, the world's best harness racing driver for 2022. There's no problems there at all. He was on track, and he didn't just sit back in his car and do nothing. He was front and centre for you guys, and I saw some brilliant photos of him there signing autographs and just talking to, you know, the kids and the future of the industry.
Yeah. I mean, how cool was that to have Dexter along? You know, and even it was in the older establishment, we're just thrilled to see him. And you know, they've probably got more idea of what he's done, but he was so approachable. And not that I doubted that, you know, and there was lolly scrambles going on. And we had Andre Neal here, who ran all our promotions on course, and gosh, he did a fabulous job. And Dexter got involved with him. He came and did some presentations with me. I had three stewards who retired this year, and between them, they had 110 years service for the club, which is pretty phenomenal. And he took a picture with them, and we had that framed. And they were they were ecstatic, you know. It's pretty cool. How amazing is this guy, you know, what he's doing over on the world stage, and he comes from little old New Zealand, and he loved a trip to Nelson himself from right from when he was quite young. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know, but I think it's good, and I know some people say, well, he should give back and all the rest. He is actually on holidays, he's off his, but I think that's a part that is terrific. I must also say hats off to the three people, the three stewards, and any Australian watching here, they're not stewards. Our stewards are like our stipes, whereas over there for you guys, stewards are people that do everything from opening and shutting the parade rings, making sure the right people are in the area. So do you want to give a shout out to the three people?
Yes, we had Cyril Smith, Graham Williams, and Errol Beattie, and 110 years service between them. Gosh, how amazing is that?
Oh, it's that's why I wanted their names mentioned, because it's voluntary. They do it because they love the industry. They want the industry to grow, and that's why they gave their time. So to be rewarded by a photo with Dexter, I'm sure was more than probably what they were expecting. They might have been expecting, you know, someone to do a little talk with them or something like that, but I'm sure it was a bit of a highlight for them at the end of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they were thrilled, and like the club would just like to thank them for their outstanding service for so many years.
Christy, 2024, what do you start planning something a little bit bigger, or do you try and do things differently, or just want to try and continue the same way for Nelson?
Look, we're always trying to, you know, that we only introduced the mile races, I think 3 years ago. And so we've had three lots and of the mile races on the second day, and you know it met its opponents, I guess you could say. But I think we've got a fantastic track for a mile. We start down the top of the straight, so they get a full length of the straight before they hit that corner, effectively to settle their positions. And I think that's why we're seeing some lovely times. This year we put 150 ton of grit on the surface, and you know you basically couldn't hear them hitting the ground, like it was, you know, so it's really well cushioned for the horses, and that's all about animal welfare and we'd love to, you know, keep going with that. We had mile stands. We actually set a track record. The 3-year-old double time set a track record for the mile stand, and then Repeat Love on the first day set a record for the trot, which it was really cool to get those times up on the track, and you could ask a lot of people. I think it's a bit of a favourite with the drivers, you know, just how it does drive, and they can come from anywhere. But in regards, yeah, we'd like to continue those miles. We're always looking for new ideas, try and be a little bit more innovative, I guess, and we'd love to have our winter race meeting back. We used to have a meeting in the middle of June, and we, as I mentioned, we lost it through COVID, but we'd love to see that back, and we used to get great fields there too, so that'd be a really cool thing to see back in Nelson. So that's something the club is really aiming to get back.
I might start a campaign for you, so then I can get a junket to go across there for a couple of days. I'm not bad on the junkets. Don't worry about that.
There's a few around like that.
But no, I think it'd be great. I actually enjoy the idea of it too. And I think when you buy in and you give back to them, like you guys have this weekend, I think well done to you guys for that going forward. You wear a Dunstan horse feeds hat on, and a lot of the Australians won't be aware, but Dunstan's is one of the major feed suppliers. You are the major feed supplier in both islands?
Yeah, we are a major feed supplier in New Zealand for both, well, thoroughbred harness codes, but gosh, there's a number of equestrian horses out there that we feed as well. So yeah, we're a pretty big supplier here in New Zealand.
Do you just work for them, or you got a bigger job? Like, what's your position?
Yep. I'm one of their territory managers, and there's five of us throughout New Zealand that look after some different regions around the country. So, we're a great bunch to work for, Dunstan, and I work with some fabulous people. So I feel very lucky to have that position.
No, I think you do a great job. So you would have been there for the New Zealand Greyhound Cup as well. Were you there? Yes. No?
No. Well, I didn't, but yes. Yes. Carry on.
Well, I just know you enjoyed yourselves. That was cup week, and I do know you guys enjoyed yourself on that night.
I didn't get to that cup, but we did have a fabulous cup week. And we obviously we sponsored the Sire Stakes fillies on show day, and we'd been down in Ashburton the week before, and we cooked a barbecue for all the trainers.
Yep.
I think we've got through 10 kilos of sausages and 80 burgers, so they were a hungry lot, and we really enjoyed catching up with everyone down there, and it was a great day down at Ashburton. That's always a great race meeting to get to on cup week, and and the cup was such a great day too. Gosh, we're lucky to have such a wonderful showpiece in harness racing in New Zealand.
Absolutely. We need to get more people there. As silly as that sounds, like as busy as it was, we need to get more Australians and the likes getting across to those. And I want people to make, like I was lucky enough, I went to Kaikoura and then hung around. I actually was at that Ashburton meeting as well. And it's just, it's actually really cool for a cup week because it's a very low key meeting, I suppose, is the best way. Like the atmosphere in that is terrific, but it's just comfortable. You can sit inside, yep. You can sit outside. It's comfortable is probably the best way to put it, sort of meeting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really cool wee meeting to go to, sort of unwind and then get back into it on Friday on show day. But yeah, it's just been, I think when you grow up in harness racing, it's a week and you know those days and Ashburton's always been a favourite with many trainers to on cup week to get down there and enjoy the day.
No, definitely. The New Zealand Harness Racing Show is proudly brought to you by NZB Standardbreds, Woodland Stud, and also Harasta Trotters. I've got to remember all of those because they are my major sponsors. But sponsorship is, and also Harness Racing New Zealand, otherwise I'll be in trouble there. But sponsorship is always key. Dunstan's do a great job. I've got an interview in a sec with David Branch and go from there with Cambridge. But you guys are a major sponsor there at the Cambridge Harness Racing, or Raceway, it's actually called, Cambridge Raceway. You also are a slot holder in the race, which I reiterate it with David, I reckon is one of the great names for a race. I'm a huge believer in the naming of it. I think it is actually terrific. So you must get excited about that. It's only 4 months away. There's already two slot holders been announced. So you guys must, the excitement level must start building for that race now.
Yeah. It really starts to kick in once you get the silly season and Christmas, New Year, and everyone's, you know, racing. There's racing every day, isn't there? And which is awesome. But yeah, we'll get into that. And shout out to the team at Cambridge, Dave and the team. Like, they do a fabulous job, and we're really proud to be part of their team of sponsors.
Yeah, no, they're doing some good things and some other stuff, which I'll touch on with Dave. Christy, I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to throw to my interview with Dave. I'm going to say a big thank you to you for joining me, and well done for everything you're doing with Nelson. And probably the number one thing is getting the kids down to Rabbit Island. I think, I just, when I saw Nigel's post there, I was just like, how cool is this? But then when you see the smile on the kids' faces, I was just like, that's just next level.
Magic. So,
yeah. Then you have Dexter, you have great racing, you have all the combinations. I think well done to you guys there at Nelson.
Thanks, Paul. And look, if you do decide to take that junket, I'm sure we can get you one of those ponies to drive down at Rabbit Island.
Been done before. I don't know if you've seen it. I did it mic'd up and they said I couldn't get beat. They gave me a ring in and I couldn't get beat. I ran second last. So don't worry one bit about that. That's all good. All right, Christy, we'll throw to David. And thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Dave Branch joins me now on the New Zealand Harness Racing Show. Firstly, Dave, thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Cambridge Raceway, you're the CEO there. Firstly, we're going to touch on a few things that you have got going on behind the scenes, but how long have you been in the job and do you enjoy it?
Been in the role, I think, 6-odd years now. So definitely enjoy it. Has its challenges, and I guess that's all part of it. But growing up, spent my whole life in harness racing. So and actually from Cambridge. So yeah, love it here, and got some really exciting stuff happening, which keeps me busy.
You're a local boy, so that makes it probably a little bit better playing at home, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great little town, Cambridge. Not too far from beaches and cities and stuff. So it's not too bad.
I was fortunate enough when I was there for the weanling sales, actually Cambrai took us there and showed us around. Beautiful little track, got some great amenities. It's a dual purpose track too. You got the greyhounds that race there as well.
Yeah, definitely. And Cambridge is known for its equine horses. And yeah, obviously thoroughbreds is pretty strong here, but we get that good crossover when we have a big event like the Harness Jewels or the race. A lot of the thoroughbred guys like a night out with the trots, which is great.
And it's a boutique little track, isn't it? It's quite unique, beautifully laid out, right on the winning post for the majority of the stuff there too.
Yeah, definitely. Our biggest asset's our grass the whole way along. So Christmas, summer meetings, we get lots of families coming and, great viewing track, which is definitely our asset.
That's what I was going to say, the banking as much as the grass, isn't it? Because you can actually, you don't have to worry about the tall bloke in front of you.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good. I've met you and the crew. You've got a good team of people behind you as well, or alongside you. I shouldn't say behind you. I think they work alongside you at the Addington Cup. They share a fair bit of passion, the same as what you do for the industry, which is always great. It probably makes it easier to go to work.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a great crew at the moment. So they all work pretty hard to pull some of the events off. We're not a big team by any stretch, but very dedicated and like to have fun as well, which is all part of it, obviously.
I think that's the best part of it. You should always turn your phone off and before you do an interview. I'll flick that on the silent right now. Sorry about that one. You just flicked yours off too, I noticed. Couple of things we're going to touch on. We'll go to the Grins straight away. And the Grins Night of Champions, which... I think hats off to you guys last year, taking a punt. You copped a little bit of flack, one for the name and two for not making it a $1 million race. But I don't think people realise how much actually goes behind the scenes to get these races up off the ground. So personally, I think the name, I love the name because it is the race. That's what it is. And I think it's great. I don't care what other people, there'll be a lot of people don't agree with me, but that's all right. I'm sure you've heard them all as well, but I think it's a great name. I think hats off to you guys for getting a self-funded race off the ground. Last year was $900,000, but this year's raised to $1 million.
Yeah, so we've got a bit of hard work to do between now and the 14th of April. So we've got a plan to essentially run a sweepstake that'll help us get the extra $100K that we need. So the idea is we're going to sell 2,000 tickets, $100 each. That'll give us, and then the prize pool, there'll be 10 winners will draw a horse in the race and they'll be competing for $100,000 worth of money. Winner will get about $50K. So that'll add another layer to the excitement and stuff as well. But we're working on that at the moment.
So you'll have 10 people on the night who don't necessarily have ever owned a horse, and they will be barracking every bit as loud as what the owners as of last year, self-assured, but whoever, when they're coming up the straight.
Yeah, definitely. So we've got a pretty good community here as well in Cambridge. So hoping some of those people get behind. And as you say, it could be someone new to racing that gets involved and has a horse running for their first prize will be $50K. So pretty significant.
Absolutely. So for $100, you can draw a horse, you get that horse 50. Well, do they pay back to last or is it?
Yeah. So everyone will get something. We're just working on those details, but the total prize pool will be $100K that they'll be competing for. So $50K to the winner, and then everyone will walk. Those 10 people will walk away with something.
Outstanding. I actually rang you because of Rock and Roll Do, and also Old Town Road already cementing their spots a long way out, which I think is great for the build up of the race and the likes. I found out so many other layers to it already that I didn't even know about. Well done, you guys are really thinking outside the square.
Yeah, we sort of pride ourselves on thinking outside the box and trying new things. And hey, they don't always work, but as I said, we don't have a huge team, but we've got a creative one, so we've got to keep going and trying to do different things, I guess.
And it is self-funded; it doesn't draw back off the harness racing community. That's the other key component of it.
Yeah, so Harness Racing New Zealand this year are giving us a small amount to help top it up, I guess just standard sort of base race funding, but the majority of the funding has to be self-funded. Yeah.
And that happens at all races, especially all feature races, and they should. That's what they're there, the governing bodies are there for. And, I mean, they helped me bring this show to you, but I'm not having a swipe. That happens in every jurisdiction in, I think worldwide would contribute a portion to it. But so if you didn't have this race, you'd have another race which they'd be contributing to anyway. But you know, you that's a starter, and then you're able to get a $1 million race. I noticed there's a couple of changes to the terms, Dave. Just one thing I did want to touch on before we start on the horses and the excitement level, but I just noticed there that Dunstan's, by the looks, missed out last year, and you've changed things so that your major sponsors don't miss out.
Yeah, it was pretty unfortunate last year. The horse was withdrawn prior to the – it was after acceptances had closed, but before the barrier draw had been done, and it was just a little glitch that we hadn't sort of prepared for. So it meant that Dunstan still got essentially the same money back as they would have got for running last. So they weren't necessarily out of pocket, but obviously everyone wants to have a runner and feel like they're there. The other thing that made it difficult last year was the programming. So the horses that weren't competing in the race were actually racing the week before down at Addington, which meant that we didn't have a pool of emergencies to draw from, had we have had emergencies anyway as such. So those things have been corrected, and now we've got, yeah, essentially room for, there'll be a pool of emergencies, and then the top seeded one, I guess, or one will be chosen to be drawn in the field, so that if there is a scratching right up till the morning of, there's an option there for a deal to be done and a horse to race.
Which is exciting and adds some more intrigue, because I think it was the little mare of the witches was scratched, was it not? Foot abscess, I think. And I don't think she's raced after it either.
No, so it was pulled out prior, and then I think they grabbed Majestic Cruiser, so not a bad replacement. They ended up getting second.
Yeah, no.
It was Playboy that didn't make its way up here, and that was Dunstan's horse.
Yep, unfortunate. Dunstan's great supporters of the industry, full stop. They do a great job over there in New Zealand, Feed Company. Grins. We want to mention them as a major sponsor. Are they a big sponsor in harness racing, or is this their first, you know, I suppose, toe in the ocean?
Yeah, so it's only their second year in business, so they're really, really new. So obviously, yeah, three well-known ex-All Blacks and current All Blacks involved there. So they're signed on for 3 years. Last year was, I think, Damien McKenzie was playing in Japan, so he wasn't available. Anton Lennart-Brown had an operation, so he wasn't there. So it's just Stephen Donald on course, but they're all, schedules permitting, they're all looking forward to a really big night this year. They all love their racing, and there's a good synergy there with Stephen Donald's on Sens as well. So it just kind of all works. But yeah, they're really enjoying the coverage, and they're great to deal with. So
and looking forward to growing. They make some really cool ads. That's one thing I did up, and I think someone sent me one of the ads over last year, and I was like, they're thinking outside the square, which is super exciting as well.
Yeah, and exactly what we want to achieve. When we went out, we purposely were looking for a sponsor that wasn't someone, I guess, ingrained in the industry, so we could bring a different element to it. So a big focus for us this year from the event point of view is getting you know, that 5,000-6,000 people GA on course. We were pretty, I guess, in some ways fortunate, but also unfortunate last year. The COVID restrictions ended the midnight the night before, so it gave us some freedoms, but it was all a little bit too late. So,
don't have to worry about that this year. All going well anyway. We don't have to worry about it. Before we touch on the two horses that have already secured a spot, you've got your summer racing happening at the minute. Unfortunately, things just not quite going to plan. A couple of races being scrapped. The weather not playing its part. It's can be frustrating. I say about promotion and what everyone does behind the scenes. It can just be a bit frustrating from time to time, can't it?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of that's outside of our control. So the weather's finally come right today. We've had a tropical cyclone passing through, and to be fair, we've probably dodged the worst of it. But it's meant no big crowds like we probably would have expected. And a couple of races been scrapped. We had unfortunately Copy That and Old Town Road. We had a race with them and their springboard to Australia that didn't get enough horses to get off the ground. So we lost that as well, which would have helped the crowd situation probably.
Oh, well, it'll turn. As we all know, it does turn. The seasons are changing and things like that. So it'll get there. Right, onto the horses. Firstly, Hydra Flow, Brecken Farms, or Ken Brecken, of course, I'm not sure if he owns it outright or not, but he is a major contributor with Hydra Flow. They have secured Old Town Road, a horse that I suppose I came into contact first when I was over there for the New Zealand Cup, and there was a lot of hype about him, and I know why. When you see him, doesn't have to worry about his racing. It's just when you actually see the horse full stop, he's a cool dude, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty little excitement machine, isn't he? So he came down and did a trial in between the races, I think Christmas Eve or the meeting we had after. And yeah, he just has that presence, and good to have Zach Butcher involved. Obviously he'll be driving him, so good to have him involved in the race as well from a publicity point of view. And yeah, he's a real exciting addition, and great to get him locked in so early.
And he's already over here for the Hunter Cup, Ballarat Cup, and a few other races as well. So he'll only add to his CV, which will, again, add more and more intrigue. And that's what I want to do, is try and, I suppose, build it up. We don't want to just leave it to the last week to build it up, because it'll be fine. So I'm sure you'll be watching Ballarat Friday night, but plus plenty of the, Saturday night, plus plenty of the other races leading into it. And we talk about Ballarat, but the Australians have already, the Aussie lads, they've also already secured Rock and Roll Do, a horse that you got to see, and obviously Mick Stanley, I'm sure you met with him over for the New Zealand Cup. I know Mick spoke about afterwards about being better for the travel. So that's got to be one, great getting an Aussie horse going across there, but then also having someone that's been over there and got a New Zealand feel to him already with Mickey Stanley. So I'm sure you would have been rapt when you heard that they'd accepted, and the tie-in, I suppose, with the Aussies as well.
Yeah, definitely. Bit of a different situation, obviously due to marketing or the laws over here around our TAB. We can't announce it as Ladbrokes being the slot holder, so that's why the name Aussie Lads. But they were the first on board, I think, when I floated the idea of the slot race with Dean Shannon, and that just sort of embraced it. So great to have them behind it. Last year they wanted to come over, but obviously COVID restrictions weren't able to. So yeah, great to have them, and with an Aussie horse that I'm sure will add that extra level of excitement too.
No, it does indeed. And Ladbrokes are, they're a little bit like the guys from Grins. Anyone watches their ads over here, they do it. I suppose they do some sensible ones, they do some silly ones, they have some fun. At the end of the day, they try to reach a greater audience, which is what our industry needs, full stop, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what certainly our club, when we took this challenge on board, was the purpose of the race was trying to engage a new audience and use it as a great marketing tool for the industry.
Yeah, and that's what Campbell's Comments tries to do, reach different audiences, explain it to people as to what people are trying to do across there. You know, like I said, April's going to come around soon. It is still 4 months away, so actually it's probably 4 months today, is it not? 14th, I think you're racing?
14th, yeah. So 14th of April.
Yeah, pretty close to. So it will come around quick, but we want to make sure people get enough build up and be aware of it, and might try and catch up. We might actually catch up with both horses hopefully in the next week, and even put a bit of a feel back for you guys for the race, because I think it's awesome. And I think the way you guys are doing it over there, mate, you're very on the front foot at Cambridge. You try different things and the likes. There's also a little bit of a worry over there. We'll go to a little bit more back industry news, I suppose, but just with small fields, something that you guys have experienced recently, four horse fields and the likes, major racing, and it is a little bit of a worry. And you've actually, you know, asked for participants to get involved in a couple of industry forums.
Yeah, so I guess on the back of those races that we lost and stuff, but it wasn't just that. There's a bit of, a lot of uncertainty, especially in North Island Harness at the moment. We've got small fields where not as many race meetings. I know that the worry sort of extends through license holders, and we want to be seen to be helping however we can, and being proactive and working with Harness Race New Zealand and with participants in a positive way to you know, get the industry back on track. So we've sort of taken the lead and are planning within the next few weeks to have a couple of forums, get an independent, good quality facilitator in to sort of run them, and just get some feedback from industry participants so that we can take to Harness Race New Zealand and give people a bit of faith that we're moving in the right direction is the key.
I think it's great. I think sometimes when people see these things, they think, oh, it's like a public lynching, if you like, or, you know, we want to have a big overthrow. That's not what you guys are about. You're actually about, you know, potentially coming up with some ideas And that's why you want a decent facilitator. I would imagine that someone can that can facilitate, you know, what could work, and hopefully what does work, and maybe changing some people's, I suppose, thoughts and the way they look at the sport. And when I say that, I don't mean the people coming to it, you know, the people actually receiving that information too. It can work both ways, can't it?
Yeah, definitely. And I think you touched on it, but, you know, it's not we can be pretty good at shooting ourselves in the foot sometimes. Yep. And that's why we've framed it in a way that it's not a bitch session. It's not a blame game. It's not pointing fingers. This is line in the sand. How can we move forward? We're all in it together. We all love the sport. We're all passionate and dedicating our lives to it. So how can we make sure it's sustainable? That's really the underlying reason for these forums.
And even probably if you've got nothing to offer, Dave, it's probably the sort of thing that you want. You should go to it because you actually may have that, you know, that last little piece of the puzzle, if you like, that some people come up with the idea. But so you encourage as many people to come there. If you just want to sit there and observe and take it all in, by all means do. But don't think that if you're going to rock up, you have to say something. You want people to go there and talk. But at the same time, if you have an idea, go there and put that idea up. You know, there's no such thing as a silly question or a silly, you know, that's one thing I've worked out with this. If you mention something, sometimes people come to you and say, oh, I'm glad you asked that question because I was too scared to. That's what you want, isn't it? You want people to be able to ask and try and drive the industry forward. Not try, we need to drive the industry forward.
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, the key being we want to cast the net a bit wider too. So these similar things have been done with license holders and stuff before, but we want to pull in, you know, sponsors and breeders and owners and make everyone feel like they're part of this, I guess, getting things back on track and that we're all in it together, which we are. So
yeah, and I think that's exactly right. I mean, you know, like the crux of this story was about the Grins race. You guys have been able to put $1 million race on. People can say it's doom and gloom. You guys have had the first million dollar harness race. We'll have the first $1 million harness race in Australasia. You know, you had a $900,000 race and for some reason people decided they'd criticise you over it. Yeah, at the end of the day, you had a $900,000 race. You know, we need people to be positive. Don't criticize people for having a crack. Help them. Try and get it to the $1 million, which you guys have done in your second year. So, yeah, I agree. I think it's hats off to you guys. And, you know, this show is brought to you by Harness Racing New Zealand. They're not shying away from it in any way. They know that we're bringing it up in the conversation. So they're aware of it. They're quite more than happy to help out and make sure that it is public knowledge that these forums are on and are out there. So that's the whole idea of it.
Yeah, definitely. And as we purposely said that when the comms that we've put out so far, you know, it's not a attack on Harness Racing New Zealand. It's working together. It's coming up with some positive, constructive ways that we can move forward.
I'll give you a hint too. A lot of the people going, there'll be a lot of people watching because the issues are similar in Australia, albeit, you know, it may not look it from the outside looking in. I'm fortunate enough to go to both sides, and it is an issue on both sides that we need to address and, you know, look at how we can improve the sport and get it onto this, you know, a bigger stage where, you know, I believe it rightfully belongs, and I'm sure there's a lot of people in the industry feel the same way.
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
Dave, thank you. Won't be the last time we talk. We're going to do some regular updates and that going right through to the Grins and probably afterwards as well. But, yeah, thank you very much for giving me a bit of time and joining the show. And we'll probably touch base after on the forums. You know, at some stage when the dust settles, maybe on those. But anytime we get some more updates, I'll be getting you in and looking after your sponsors. And must say well done to all the sponsors getting behind it as well, especially Hydroflow and Aussie Lads right at the minute because they're secured their two slot holders. So well done to those guys, and we'll keep regular updates going, mate.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dave.